Hey, what's happening? Welcome to the village. So this is it. I like to tell you this particular thing. I just need you to just sit back, relax, and enjoy this beautiful vibe. My name is Dio Buttons, by the way. And if you're just tuning in, you haven't missed road. Like my people would say, show son only, abo miss or no. You haven't missed any part of it. You know, listening to a particular beat like this just makes me want to tell you a story about a particular chef on how he got Grammys. Yeah, you can imagine how a chef, exactly, a chef Grammy, how does it correlate? Exactly. Now, so it goes like this. This young chef went out, you know, having thought of what to eat. I got to the market and decided on what kind of food would I cook that would need some form of ingredients, some kind of spices. What kind of food would I cook that would give me that feel, that love, that kind of ingredients that I need so much? Having thought about it, he started hand-picking the spice, the vitamins, everything. Started picking one by one, up until the protein. And after gathering all, he paid for it. Of course, he doesn't want to do crack fashion. So he paid for it. And, you know, he got home, got to the kitchen, offloaded, boiled water, salt to palm wine. Don't mind me. Okay, so he got to the kitchen and then he started. He brought the pan out, brought all the cooking ware out. And then he started mixing, started adding this, mixing that. And at the end of it, he called his wife. It's beautiful, beautiful. God, some people are just beautiful, not just physically, but everywhere. Spiritually, financially, physically, oh man, this girl's fine. Okay, don't mind me. Called this beautiful lady and have her, the wife, I beg your pardon, have her taste the meal. Having tasted it, she beat her tongue. And the husband was like, what happened? Like, I've just beat my tongue. Like, okay, what does that mean? In our culture, when a lady or when you bite your tongue while you're eating, means the food is sweet. So she beat her tongue and the man said, what happened? Said, man, it's a testament of this food. It's sweet. And he was like, are you sure or you're just whining me because I'm your husband? And no, it's nice. And then who else would taste it? He calls his friends. And then they all tasted it. And they're like, man, I have to take some of this home. He got the vibe he needed. Well, he felt like it shouldn't just be, I'm a chef. It shouldn't just be for my wife and my friends. We should take this to the street, to the clubs, to parties, and then headed over to the streets. The streets were humming red. What exactly is this? Who did this? And then he came out saying, I did it. The streets couldn't but show him love. He got to the club, the house was on fire. The roof literally went off because the food just made everything. And you still think I'm talking about food, right? Yeah, wait until you get to that part. So they had no reason than to just call this young man, come over. We need to appreciate what you've done. You've done something great to the universe itself, and we need to appreciate you. The young one with all his suits all shining, with his black sneakers all looking very, very beautiful, came out and received the Grammys. The beat he made got Grammys. Not just Grammys, got global recognition. And that's why we make beats. That's why you listen to some beats and you're like, this is off the hook. And this is me telling you that you need to just listen to certain music that would open your heart, open your mind to better things. It's that good food. Don't eat because you're hungry. Eat because you need to be satisfied. I don't know if that makes sense, but it does make sense to me. My name is Dario Buttons, and this is that place you do not want to leave. Like I always say, welcome to the village.